Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Trey Mia. I need to advise you this call is being reported for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I have some questions. Current employer, I have not been officially fired from my job, but I experienced a very argumentative meeting on Friday, of which my employer sent me home. And so I was finding some information about that. Is that something that you can help me with?
About your employer sending you home on Friday?
Yes. Well, it's a combination of things. I have some personal items at my job because it's a retail store that I was using to help make the business flow better. So my boss still has those items, and in our discussion, she all but said the words, "You were fired." And she said that I didn't need to come back to work until she had time to think about if she wanted me to still work for her. So how long do I have to wait for her to contact me back before I know if I have been let go or whatever, and what can I do to get my personal items back?
I'm not quite sure with that, but my suggestion to you is if she's, just ask her, are you taking me off the schedule, or are you going to allow me to work? If not, then I need my belongings. And I guess you can go about going through the police department and having them assist you with going to get your belongings. And if she decides to say, well, I'm letting you go, then you file for your unemployment. Because it don't make sense if you're off the schedule and not working. So are you suspended, or is this considered a temporary suspension?
It was not specific. It was just, it was essentially her presenting a bunch of false information about me that another employer had told her, and then she had made up her mind that she didn't trust me anymore. It's why she didn't want me there at the store. So there's also been some issues with my pay. Like, she's not been paying me what our verbal agreement is, and then I have an email to back that up, but when I received my W-2 form, then that verified that I was correct, that she had not been paying me correctly. And throughout this entire past year, I had asked a couple of times for a pay stub. She doesn't give us a pay stub with our paychecks. And the only response that I got was, and that never added up. And then at the beginning of this year, my paycheck dropped. And then when I asked her why, responded to that. So it's been a whole lot of non-responsive from her.
Okay, well, you can. I would suggest you call her and ask her if you're going to be on the schedule or not, and also would get the police involved to go and discover your belongings that you have at the job, whatever it may be. So it wasn't called. Wouldn't cause a conflict. You're doing it lawfully, and instead of taking a relative or someone there, just get the law enforcement involved and go ahead, I guess, file for unemployment if she doesn't give you an answer.
Okay. And when I file unemployment, is there any way to file out my documentation?
What do you mean about that? What are you mean about?
I don't really know how to file unemployment. Like, I do know how to file unemployment, but like, I would like to present like my document showing that, because she emailed me what my pay is supposed to be. My W-2 form shows that it does not equal that. So I would like to present that with my unemployment. Is there a way to do that?
Okay, now with that, I'm not quite sure how to go about with that, but honestly, and foremost, the only way you would need to show this verification of them paying this, that, and third is if they ask for it. But 9 times out of 10, they won't ask for that information when filed for unemployment. It's just an agreement that they come to, and they just proceed from there, move forward from
there. Okay. Can you repeat that again? Because you broke up when you said that. I'm so sorry.
Okay, so honestly, I don't think that they would actually ask you for documentation unless, you know, if it was under investigation or where, I guess, a law attorney or something was in the case. So basically, when filing for unemployment, is either yay or nay situation. Either you get approved or you don't. But when you're filing for unemployment, we don't ask for that information. We just ask for a small statement of why you got fired or why you quit a job. And we put it into the system, and Alabama Department of Labor takes over it from there.
Oh, okay. Okay. All righty. Okay, well, thank you for your help.
You're welcome.
Really,
you can definitely,
it.
I know you can see about getting a lawyer or whatnot for you being paid and not being paid. Take it to court, however you want to do it or whatnot. Let them know when she said she was paying you this, that, and third. And you have documentations on it. Now, you can go through the system with that case. Now, as far as filing for unemployment, you're only going to be asked a few questions, and that will be it.
Okay. All righty. Well, you've been super helpful. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a blessed and better day.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Bye. Thanks. Mm-hmm.